Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is Revelation Worship featuring Cairo and Mufunwa, and I Will Trust You. Nothing matters more than us simply just resting our hope and trust in the Lord Jesus. And I told you earlier on, of course, that I have two guests right now. It's been a hectic afternoon, like I said to you guys, but it does not get any more hecticer than this. If there is such an English word, does not get any more hecticer than this. And like I said to you guys earlier, you might remember you might remember Remembrance. Am I not poetic? let's call her Rem, just to make things easier today. Remembrance from last week, we had a conversation, of course, about the Feast of Clowns, which absolutely fascinated me because I'm like, hey, who's the clown here? What are we talking about? But anyway, I've got her back now. She's in studio with me today, but she is not alone. She is with Lance Thomas. Maybe let me give you guys an opportunity just to introduce yourselves. And I think to do justice to this exercise, you tell us exactly where you're coming from, which organization and what role you actually play. So should I say ladies first? Yes, I'll give over to Remembrance.
Thank you, Luko. Thank you. Greetings to you and the listeners at home. Yes, we're still celebrating Women's Month.
So of course.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to introduce myself first. I am Remembrance. Uh-huh. Mokwena Ngulele is my surname, and I am coming from the University of Pretoria Faculty of Theology and the Center for Faith and Community. And I'm actually involved in the Unit for Street Homelessness.
Very relevant, I must say, for somebody in that department to consider, of course, those, you know, less fortunate than us as well. Mm. So absolutely love it. And to the gentleman, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much, Luko. So I'm Lance Thomas, as you mentioned. I also work for the University of Pretoria, the Faculty of Theology.
Oh, wow.
I am the project manager for the Center for Faith and Community. Somehow for my sins, I've also been seconded to an organization called the Chwane Leadership Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the acting CEO in charge of programs.
Oh, wow.
So I come with those two hats into the space today.
Can I just breathe a sigh of relief a bit? And I'll tell you exactly why. You know, when people come, you know, even from different organizations, and I mean, mm-hmm. promoting things that are happening in our community, mm-hmm. you do have that bit of a reservation. We'll say, sitting on the seat, I can tell you now, we experience a lot of things. And like, hey, let's not overstep. Let's hold it. So I'm dealing with theologians here. So I'm more than comfortable. ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Feast of Clowns today once again. Mm-hmm. I think, we can't assume, Rem, that someone was listening last week. And I think it's mm-hmm. important for us to get a clarity exactly on what is this Feast of Clowns all about? Who's this clown that we're talking about here? So let me give over to you guys.
Okay, so let me respond to that. The Feast of the Clowns is basically a celebration of all God's invisible people in the city.
Mm.
It is often our tendency to want to make people that make us feel uncomfortable in our privilege less visible.
Yeah.
So the homeless tend to be arrested to get them off our streets. The migrants get victimized for our failures. And
yep.
So the Feast of the Clowns is birthed out of how do we celebrate our humanity in the context of so much dehumanizing activities by our state, by the people around us.
Yeah.
So the Feast of the Clowns is a joyful protest, a protest for life, a protest for visibility, the colors, the celebration that exists in the space. And it's also very deep theological meaning that, as St. Paul always says, I am God's fool, I am God's clown. And to say that, see me, here I am, the God that you try to silence with your power is very visible and is alive and active in our city, standing in the gaps between power and the dispossessed, and as long as we have voice, as long as we celebrate God's kingdom, we will continue to celebrate in a playful protest, making God's kingdom visible again in our city.
Sure. In essence, you're protesting for the restoration of the dignity of those that are... Man.
Yeah, thank you, Lance. I just wanted to add, you referred to us as theologians earlier on, Luko. Well, that is Lance's specialty.
Okay.
I am a professional social worker. So when we talk about issues of justice, we talk about issues of restoring dignity. These are the issues that we believe in. Our constitution strongly believes in. And, you know, mixing together in terms of my background as a professional social worker in the faculty of theology. And as Lance has referred to, so we are very much concerned about restoring human dignity. We are very much concerned about social justice issues. We are very much concerned about human rights issues. And yeah, I think I just wanted to add that.
With all our differences on who should be where, what should happen, I think it's really relevant for us also as the Christian community to have a voice to say, after all these things have been said and done, and like Lance is saying, after even the government has failed in these aspects, we still need to restore the dignity of humankind. And we need to, you know, say, you matter, especially to us as a Christian community.
Yeah. Wow. Luko, were you listening to our conversation yesterday? Because we had a workshop yesterday.
Really?
And maybe before I can even refer to that, if we look at the annual theme for this year, and I would like as Lance to just speak on the theme, because it's exactly what you have just referred to right now, with all our indifferences and coming to the table. Lance, can you please...
So this year's theme is, I suppose with the run-up for this year's elections, people were amplifying our differences. All our political parties were speaking about how we were so different. And I was wondering where Tutu's Rainbow Nation was in all the electioneering. And for us, we sat down and we workshopped this, the divisions that exist now seemed exactly the same as it existed 30 years ago. We celebrate 30 years of democracy. And we are still as divided as before.
Of course.
So we then, as the theme for this year, for the Feast of the Clowns, was come to the table.
Wow.
At whose table are we at?
Okay.
What stories are being told at our table? Who is included at our table?
Sure.
Who is excluded from our table? And as Jesus showed us in the temple, what tables do we need to turn over? So the table is for Christians a very highly symbolic form. We have obviously the Eucharist, which happens around the table. And the Eucharist is exactly what you said earlier. It's about restoring our humanity, that God sits with God's people. It doesn't matter whether you're going to betray him in a few hours' time, you're going to deny him in a few hours' time. God sits with God's people, and we all have equal dignity.
Sure.
So how do we invite people to the table that are working for the betterment of all people? How do we create tables where we can mirror a different reality, a reality that doesn't victimize people for our failures, a reality that amplifies the right and dignity of all people as our constitution protects? And how do we celebrate the work that has been done in the city by the many, many clowns who could have chosen to be anything, but they chose to come alongside the most vulnerable, people who can do nothing for themselves, and offer their lives in a very Christian symbolic form to say, with you, we stand in the gap. We try to restore humanity, life, into a space that people just extract life from. So for me, that's always been the symbol of the clown. We try to celebrate. We try to bring in people that have been journeyed with the inner city for the whole year. So very often these groups have... They come in with tables, and with the tables they tell people, these are the services we offer in the city. Because sometimes we are so busy with our everyday life, we forget what is there. So we have jumping castles for the children, we have face painting, we have celebration for children. But as mothers bring in their children, the same mothers that could be locked in their apartments with an abusive husband who doesn't allow her out.
Sure.
Bringing her child out, she can meet somebody who does GBV in the city.
Exactly.
Has a stall at the feast. They come, they speak, they find out where they can get help. Lawyers for Human Rights has a table looking at land and housing rights. What rights do I have? Very often women say, I can't leave this situation because I'll be on the streets.
Mm.
What is her rights? How can she protect her space? She wouldn't normally have access to these people outside of the feast. So the Feast of the Clowns has medical screening. It has legal services. It has psychosocial services. Mm. Everybody that wants to build a kingdom of right, a kingdom of justice in the city, whether they believe it or not, find a home in the city. They are part of our table, and we invite the citizens of Tshwane to come to that table in order to find wholeness and healing.
Wow, I love how you say, whether they're believers or not, that there is a need out there, and we ought to be that voice of reason as the Christian community.
And I think just to add to that, with the feast, it's that one particular day that we intentionally bring awareness. You know, we walk around wounded. People walk around wounded. And we normally don't see the pain that they are going through.
Yeah.
We see them as, you know, the metaphor of the clown. You see the outside where people pretend to be happy.
Yeah.
People pretend all is well. On that day, we are saying, let us be intentional with those around us.
Mm.
Let us be intentional because people are going through a lot. Also, with the homeless community, I am passionate with the homeless community, and I'll speak a lot around that.
Yeah.
We often want to bring judgment. We often want, you know, carry stigma around why they are homeless.
Exactly.
We often associate them with behavior that is not tolerated in the community, without understanding the deep issues that they are going through, without creating an environment or a table that we can say, come, let's engage.
Yeah.
So this day, it's one of the day where we encourage and we are intentional about what we are doing, and we're hoping to be able to translate or to be able to pass this on to the community of Tshwane, to say, on our daily basis as we live, let us be intentional around those around us.
Yes. I like what you're saying. You know, oftentimes we think they're rebellious. They didn't want to be. I know my dad used to say this when we're younger. Mm. If he sees a little child on the street, they don't want to be chastised. They don't want to be told, you know, to go to school, when we don't really know their stories.
Mm.
We really don't know their stories. I mean, oftentimes we hear, especially in the Christian spaces, people tell you, you know, I had a degree, but there was a point where I slept under the bridge.
Mm.
I mean, you're driving past and you're thinking, oh, yeah, no, life has turned on you. But we don't even know their story.
Yeah.
You know, I think also, you know, such platforms for me are also important for us to actually walk amongst them and hear their real stories.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be carrying an answer to that issue.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you told me also, Rem, last week that there were a couple of, should I call them classes or, you know, that you guys are having. They started last week already, I believe. So maybe brief us, what have you guys been doing so long as you lead up to this coming weekend? How has the turnout been, and what is still to come?
Well, Luko, I am a bit saddened because today it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost done with our workshops.
Aww.
And we're looking forward to Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I can still mention that we had a series of workshops that started last week, Monday, and ran across the week. We're starting with the big consultation again this week, today until Friday. And we've had quite interesting people attending. We had workshops online, we had workshops face to face, and we have seen that people are hungry for knowledge.
Yeah.
People are hungry for conversations. People are hungry to come to the table.
Yeah.
And we have seen a good turn up in the workshops that we've had. And it was a balance of academics, a balance of lay people. It was not a them and us.
Okay.
It was us. It was, we are all together in this. And this is what was interesting, or has been interesting, with all these workshops that we had. We had workshops on breast cancer. We had workshops on migrants. We had workshops on playful art, painting for children.
Wow.
Yes, it was just a variety.
Literally everybody's covered.
Celebrating 30 years of democracy, and how do we, you know, what's the way forward? How do we move on from here? Literally everybody was covered, or is covered.
How do you guys even come up with that, to be able to cover so many wide and unrelated topics, you know, that affect us
on a daily basis.
So I'm a very big proponent of incarnational theology.
Okay.
Our Christ is not up in heaven. Our Christ walks among us.
And come
is
on.
Is visible in the most excluded. We know it, our Bible teaches us that the way we know our society is just by the way we treat our women, the stranger, and the orphan. So we cannot know the excluded without incarnating ourselves among them in their midst. And for me, that's the incarnation. Jesus, God leaves his kingdom, well, his heaven, and is born a child who's vulnerable.
Yeah.
He's born to a teenager when the husband or the partner, unmarried teenager, when the partner hears that she's pregnant, does what most of our guys does. They want to run away. And the child grows up and dies a criminal, oppressed by the state. And that is our God.
Yeah.
And so for me, I don't find, I find wholeness and healing in going to services on a Sunday, but I find my God in the streets, in the most vulnerable, in the most broken. So you ask, how do we come up with these? These are real issues that people deal with. And if we realize that God speaks to us through the most vulnerable, then we listen, we hear. And so the workshops the workshops continue. UNISA has offered quite a nice series of workshops as well for us. And tomorrow's one is, what do people do when they get a job? We know that 65% of our young black men will never find work. But if they are lucky enough to find, what do they do? And so that's the workshop tomorrow, because we've listened. The feast of the previous year allows us to connect again with people. We hear their stories. And for the whole year, we try to analyze, we try to distill it. And we ask, what is God calling us, and how is God calling us to respond to the needs that, that we see around us? So something like today is women's clothing. It was this morning. Poor women whose bodies are differently shaped to the European model, they buy clothes from the last bit of money they have, and then they find it's the wrong size. what do they do? It was their last, their only opportunity to be beautiful again. And we take it away from them. Because we don't cater for
them as well.
And so it's these things that what restores humanity. And if we listen to God's call, we respond effectively. If we are listening to our own ego and God's voices become silent, then we don't know what to do.
Of course.
And I think it's getting that balance. I always ask people, where's your Jesus? Who's your Jesus? And 2 years ago at the Feast of the Clowns, there was this white girl that wore this banner on her body saying, I'd rather be included. I'd rather be excluded by who I include than be included by who I exclude. And that was such a powerful statement in this context of inner city poverty. She just shone out with this message that this is where I stand, because my God stands here.
Exactly.
And to make that a mirror of a Christian value that is more powerful than reading anything in the Bible with my own prejudice, but to see an incarnation in front of you where the word of God screams out to say, where are you? Who is your Jesus?
Sure, I love the sound of that. So Saturday is coming up. Saturday, please tell us exactly before I let you go, because time is not on my side. What should we be expecting? When is it starting? Is it just Saturday? Does it start Friday? What's happening this weekend? Please brief us on that.
So you are all welcome to come and join us at Beggars Park Lane. And the entrance is free.
Absolutely free,
and
guys.
And we are starting at 7 o'clock to set up. You can come early so that you can be able to receive a clown, a suit, a costume.
Oh, really?
And you can also get painted, and then you can join the march around the city, which is going to start from Beggars Park Lane at 8 o'clock.
Oh, wow. And you guys have so many suits.
We have got a costume for everyone.
Oh, wow.
You just come, bring yourself, and we will be able to issue you one with a costume. And then we're going to march around the city. We come back and enjoy all the festivities in the park, live music, clowning, dancing, performances, poetry, art activities, food stalls, games, everything, exhibitions, and jumping castles for children.
Oh, wow. That's nice. It's a pity my twins are too small. They're 14 months. Don't want them trampled upon, but they must come get up. I'm going to tell Daddy, take my kids there, because I'm going to just make sure they get face paintings.
Yes, no one is excluded.
Okay.
Please bring them.
I love the sound of that. Anything else you'd like to add, Lance?
No, I think, and also just if we want to know what good people are doing in the city, I think the stalls, the assistance that some vulnerable people might have, people who are too afraid to go and see a doctor because they might not have money.
Yeah.
We have medical students that are there on site doing basic medical screening, trying to get people into hospitals. So come, it's a celebration for everyone, whether you need or you don't need. It's a table where we can share God's abundance with one another, and we can claim God's abundance for ourselves.
Wow. Guys, thank you so much. Any further details, how do we link up with you guys? Any website, any number, in case we need more details?
So we have a Feast of the Clowns Facebook page. It's Feast of the Clowns 2024. And all the details are posted on there. They are most welcome to go in there. I think Facebook is the easiest.
It is. Even if you don't, you can create a quick account and go check the details that you need.
So it's Feast of the Clowns 2024 on Facebook.
All right. Rem and Lance, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for doing great work in our community. We cannot thank you enough. I mean, even for somebody that didn't have anything to do on Saturday, they can go and be part of the solution.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.